At SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Police in the United Kingdom have given extra time now to question four people arrested on suspicion of an attack on a synagogue in northwest England, that incident leaving two men dead, shocking Britain's Jewish community. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti.
The global wave of anti-Semitism, the spurred by the October 7th attacks, has not abated, and in fact has been rewarded, with the United Kingdom and France, among others, declaring recognition of a Palestinian state, despite the lack of any governing authority or any settlement of the war against Hamas.
Continetti is Director of Domestic Policy Studies of the American Enterprise Institute.
It's a sad commentary on the state of Great Britain, and I think a warning to us in the United States.
Washington lawmakers remain at a standstill over reopening the government, showing very few signs of progress as President Trump says layoffs are taking place right now. Both parties appear to believe that public opinion supports their own stance, with Democrats pushing for health insurance subsidies and Mr. Trump aiming to maintain current spending levels. At this point, experts say it's tough to estimate when it may be resolved. Trouble for an NFL player.
Authorities in Indianapolis have arrested former NFL quarterback and current Fox Sports analyst Mark Sanchez. Sanchez's arrest comes after someone apparently stabbed him during an overnight altercation. Authorities have charged Sanchez with battery with injury and unlawful entry of a motor vehicle. Police have also charged Sanchez with public intoxication. All of these charges are misdemeanors.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. And this is SRN News. A pastor in Tennessee calls for churches to be prepared for natural disasters.
Travis Tyler of Grace Baptist Church, Elizabethton, Tennessee, calls for churches to serve their communities faster by being prepared for natural disasters like Hurricane Helene, which struck the Southeast a year ago. In an article for Baptist and Reflector, he says disaster relief reflects the gospel's heart. Jesus came to rescue the perishing. Churches should act now. Convene a disaster preparedness team this month. Pray for gospel-driven compassion. When disaster strikes, be ready to serve as Christ's hands and feet. I'm Bill Alexander.
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin will stop scheduling patients for abortion starting this week as it works a way to find to provide this service in the face of Medicaid funding cuts in President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. Abortion funding across the U.S. has been curtailed due to pro-life advocates and their representatives. This is SRN News. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports the WNBA's commissioner responding to sharp criticism from one player.
It's obviously been a tough week.
WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert says there's work to be done to repair relationships with players in the league.
I will tell you, I highly respect the players.
Engelbert also said Friday there were inaccuracies in some of the comments attributed to her in a blistering assessment earlier this week by Lynx star Nafisa Collier. Collier criticized Engelbert's leadership.
Right now, we have the worst leadership in the world.
I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
In New York City, they're trying to deter the dangerous subway surfing through education programs. Some lawmakers, though, say that is not enough. One subway driver says locking the doors helps. Six people died surfing New York City subway trains last year. Arrests rose up to 229. More details at srnnews.com.